Cold Lake. Shortly after 5 p.m. on June 6, RCMP released an official update on a two-vehicle collision that happened around 12:30 p.m. near the intersection of Highway 28 and Township Road 624 south of Cold Lake. The collision occurred between a passenger car and a Ford truck. Prior to arrival, RCMP members were advised that the passenger car had caught fire as a result of the collision. The lone female occupant of the passenger car was pulled from the vehicle and pronounced deceased on scene by EMS, states information provided by the RCMP. Witnesses had reportedly told police that the passenger car was seen driving erratically. They also say the car was traveling southbound in the northbound lane on HWY 28, and struck the truck head-on when it turned northbound onto HWY 28 from Township Road 624. A collision analyst was on scene for several hours conducting an investigation. During that time, traffic was restricted to one lane. Police say the name of the deceased woman is not being released as next of kin have not been notified. Cold Lake. A head-on motor vehicle collision between a car and a work truck resulted in the closure of Highway 28 just south of Cold Lake shortly after 12 p.m. on June 6. Traffic was stopped in both directions on HWY 28 at the intersection of Township Road 624 for a period of time. However, one lane has since been reopened as the investigation continues, RCMP Staff Sergeant Wes Bensmiller told LakelandToday.ca. Cold Lake Fire Rescue received the call around 12:30 p.m. and responded along with other emergency agencies. The fire chief of Cold Lake Fire Rescue, Jeff Fallow, confirmed that four pieces of apparatus were sent to the scene. Traffic was stopped initially in both directions, but the road is now opened up for alternating traffic, stated Fallow. Around 2:15 p.m., all Cold Lake Fire Rescue apparatus cleared the scene, but RCMP are still on scene continuing their investigation. It is currently unknown if any of the occupants of either vehicle have been sent to hospital. EMS personnel did attend the collision. The suspected cause of the collision is also unknown at this time.